Om Shanti. Welcome to this afternoon's session. It's my great, great pleasure to be together with all of you, but especially to be together with our Didi Sudesh. She just arrived at 3:30 this afternoon. No rest. Straight here. Yeah, I think we can definitely give that warm welcome. Welcome also to those of you who are tuning in through Zoom, but also appreciating this smaller, more intimate gathering. It's very befitting. How many of you do not know Sudesh Didi? Is there anybody who is meeting Sudesh Didi for the first time? Okay, so there might be just a small handful. Sudesh Didi, for me, is what you could say a living legend, because she knew, she walked with Adam and Eve. She knew Brahma Baba. She knew Mama. And my whole experience of Didi for 40 years is that she is a wonderful and very important demonstration for us of all of Baba's teachings. There was always a kind heart whenever I needed it, but also borders, boundaries, and the law, so that I could grow. So Didi's been with Baba over 65 years. And she was one of the small group of people who went out of India and eventually became the founders of service in the West, settling in the UK. And currently she's the director of all the Brahma Kumari's activities in the UK. But she also does a lot of sustenance in Germany and kind of moves back and forth between the two countries. Huge amount of experience. I think Didi would have traveled to over 100 countries by now. Probably everyone here would have had her in their own country. So really looking forward to exploring this theme, the power of togetherness through the connection with the seed. So I'm going to ask Didi to share with us, and afterwards I have some questions. If you have any burning questions, you can write them. If you write big and clearly and get them into English and pass them up here. But otherwise, I do have quite a bit of questions already collected, and possibly your questions will be answered. Didi, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
This is it. It's just home, you know? Mother just tells you what she needs, and family is so happy to do. Didi Sudesh, by the way, is my spiritual mother. I took spiritual birth under her drishti. Yes, Didi, please.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I'm happy to meet you all after 2 years, 3 years actually. Some of you would have come maybe after 3 years. I also have come after 1.5 years. So pleased to meet you all. Yeah. Welcome all in Baba's sweet home. And I know that I can see many new faces as well. Welcome new and old, old Baba's special children for a special meeting. create actually experience the power of gathering, connection with the seed, the power of the gathering is very clear, clearly visible. Appreciate it, we enjoy it. Anything which is together draws attention and appreciation comes. It is said the birds who fly together, which birds? So immediately our attention is drawn to this beautiful look. A flock of birds is flying together. Same ideas, same personality, same qualities, same wings. In the same way, it is the desire of everyone, all of us, to meet Baba, to meet the family, to experience the sweetness and wonder and magic of Baba's home. And we are here together. Baba always appreciates an image that we all of us are keeping in our mind is the rosary, the beads of rosary victory, victorious jewels. If these beads are individually in a basket, of course they are valuable, beautiful, but in order to take these beads or flowers, all these big flowers, many flowers, what I need is two hands to hold it. Or if it is a basket, of course, to hold it like this. Full attention is needed. And all these flowers or beads are there together, they are there. But when they are threaded in one thread, what they become? Garland around Baba's neck. Most beloved children, like today's Murli said, you come and become garland. Why it is so welcomed, appreciated? Because beauty, value increases when we are together. 200 flowers, if I have to hold, I need to have full attention here. But when they are threaded in one thread, what is needed? On one finger, you hold the thread, all the beads are automatically lifted, uplifted. So God also feels very easy to handle us. Otherwise, different samskaras, different personalities, different wish, different efforts. But because aim is one and we are connected with one thread, beauty of the flowers increases, but at the same time, strength increases. If the flowers are alone, the wind will blow them away. But when they are together, they support each other. And also valuable, you buy open flower, it would be cheap. But if you buy a bouquet ready-made, you pay more money. So Baba increases our values. So we are actually Baba's special children. How we become victorious, on the basis of what? Our aim is one, our study is the same, teacher is one, Saptaguru is one, the same Father, same children of the Supreme Father. This oneness is there. But what creates victory? What brings the power? It's connected with the One. The whole tree grows, bears fruits, but the power is coming from the roots and the seed. And so the main thing is connection with the seed means relationship with the Creator. In simple words, relationship is loveful remembrance. Two ways interaction. Like today's Murli Baba said, talk to Baba. Baba, you are so sweet. You have come to take us home. You are going to take us into the world of happiness. You are liberating us. We have been calling out, O Purifier, come. But we didn't realize that we are asking for our own selves because we have become impure and we want to become pure again. So talk heart to have heart to heart conversation with Baba. Then the feelings will become real belonging. No more longing anymore for anything, but belonging gives strength. And so seed Baba makes us belong to Himself, and then we make Him belong to everything what belongs to us on this world. And so there is not missing anything because we are getting something which cannot be compared with the Laukik world or human world. It is pure, perfect, benevolent, selfless, powerful. All what godly qualities are there that belong to us. That is the strength for the mind, for the intellect, and also for transformation. And so main aspect is that we are connected with the roots and the seed. Not only the seed, but the seed first, the higher it growing, the deeper it is going. And the more and more, when the deeper this is going, the tree is becoming stronger. So our relationship deep within, from our heart, faith in our intellect, enthusiasm and courage in our practice, our personality. So our fruit is visible. And then it is also, it looks very beautiful. Well, the tree, when the tree, branches, sub-branches, are blossoming together with fruits. A branch of the tree is broken, can bear the fruit which were already there on the tree, and that branch will keep it. But after some time, that branch is now no more power. So togetherness is also connected with the, when it is connected with the root. And when we are connected and we experience fruit, happiness, success, in that fruit, what is hidden in a ripe fruit is the seed. The seed is always in the heart of the fruit, which creates, not only gives the power to the present, but in fact it creates future. And so we are connected with the Father, with the Supreme Being, with the seed. It's not just present, powerful for the present time, but we make the sanskaras for future as well. So there is oneness in the golden age. One world, one kingdom, one family, one language. It's oneness together. variety and yet beauty. Result is diversity in unity. All variety looks more beautiful and practical, attractive, charming. And so Baba wants us to be together joyful, but the incognito power comes with the incognito seed, because seed is always incognito. Seed deep in the roots, humble, but very powerful. Greatness is there. So when we understand, we go deep, relationship, strong relationship, we are able to actually maintain that togetherness and bring harmony and happiness in life. Om Shanti.
Shanti. Thank you, Didi. You brought up an interesting concept, maintaining togetherness. Because I don't know how much of the togetherness in the old world is sustainable at this point in time. But our togetherness has to be sustained, maintained. According to what you see in the family now, what is one particular aspect which is not allowing us to maintain togetherness? What do we need to be doing more or doing, period, so that our togetherness is spiritual togetherness?
Actually, it is something which someone is special, and that speciality, there's faith in the self, it is special, it is fruitful, it is benevolent. But then my consciousness is in it. It's my speciality, my creativity, my idea, which is the subtle. My, we have been saying all the time. And Hindi, in Baba says, mera, mera, makes you mela, it makes you dusty, it makes you dirty. The beauty and power is gone when it is possessiveness to that thing. And so, it is possessiveness, in other words, or it is the wish that it should be, well, it means it should be accepted. Impatience is also there. Sometimes it is possessiveness, and if it is not possessiveness, it's impatience, and it is not selflessness. More important aspect is that it is the secret is not clear in the mind. This my idea, where it come from? Where did I learn? Who touched me? With which enthusiasm and courage and happiness this idea emerged? And so I am not trustee of that what is received. Then the same idea, if somebody else comes with, and there's a kind of this enthusiasm is there, but then say, okay, if others are doing, let them do. Why should I do it? I mentioned, I gave my idea, I gave proposal, and it was not accepted. And now this one is very new, and he has presented, and it is accepted. And so you block yourself, forgetting that if it why it, what is the reason it is not accepted? Because you thought it was yours. Yeah. It was not yours. If it is the consciousness, it is Baba's touching. It is the power coming from the One. And the same power, if it is coming from One, and it will happen after 5 years or 3 years, Why did it block it? Because I was possessive of my idea or impatience. And now I am not accepting if others are bringing with the same idea. It came from the one. And so this conflict creates, and then it is just like branches, sub-branches.
Yeah.
That it is my place, my idea, my area, my creativity, control, criticism for others. But it was given from God. Source is the same. And those who are thirsty, one image I keep in my mind, that in fact the tank is up there. And all of us are water tap. It's at the same tank, but then water taps are different. And someone is thirsty and got the glass and got the water from there, from this tap or from that tap. So what difference is? But my place, my ideas, my creativity, so this dust is created in it, and that takes away the happiness. Like dust is mixed in the water, it will make you sick. It will not get the good feelings.
So it also breaks the togetherness, conflict. What would you say is the opposite of this impatience, this controlling, this criticizing, this I consciousness? You mentioned trustee, you mentioned acceptance, a kind of going with the flow. Anything else?
As I mentioned, it is actually, of course, it is an individual's gift that God has given. Fortune, mera, my fortune that I am touched or blessed by this. But in fact, it will be only present that as we appreciate it. Future is not created. Because if I, Baba gave one time an example, that if you eat something unripe, you will not be able to digest. It is the same fruit, it's the same vegetable, it's the same thing. But if it is not ready to eat, unripe, you will not be able to digest, and it will make you sick. Because it is this possessive, the fruit and the seed. Whatever is around the seed, it is possessive. The more and more the seed, fruit is getting sunshine, environment, it is becoming ripe. Mango season here is very example, or other fruit actually applies to all the fruits. When it is unripe, you try to use the with the sharp knife, the seed will not become separate. But when it is ready, ripe, soft, softness increases, color changes, sweetness increases, and this soft feeling, automatically, when you spin the mango, the seed comes out. Because of this internally right. Softness, letting go.
Ah.
And then you throw the seed somewhere in the rubbish, that seed will grow another tree.
So you just mentioned a really important aspect, letting go.
Yes.
It's about letting go.
Yeah, yeah.
The power to let go, which of course depends on this selflessness, the trustee, the faith.
But humility as well.
Ah.
Apart from detachment, let go. There is also humility. And when it is there, I am keeping this consciousness of trustee. It's given by him. Then I would not be possessive. Because it's not mine. I'm trustee. As I gave the example of the water tap, it is coming from the same source. So, but I need to keep my vessel clean, so that I can quench my thirst.
Do any experiences of this kind of humility or trusteeship with Brahma Baba or Mama come to mind that you could share with us?
You see, Sakar Baba, even today's Murli, how Baba shares his experience that though he had read many scriptures, he learnt by heart, and he was a good devotee. He was honest. What he achieved, he said, but I did not know the meaning of it.
Yeah.
Now God came, and now I understand the meaning is gratitude, and also accepting that it is given by Him. And then Mama, goddess of wisdom, truth, Mama, young in age, 18 years old, and Baba 60 years old, love and respect for Mama. So Baba always said, Mama can do this service. And to the children, he says, but child, you are my helpers, but I need you. You will glorify God. Even today's, every day's Murli, Baba says, it is just the humility but respect for others. God is humble because it is bodiless, right? Benevolent, selfless, impartial. The qualities are there. Bodilessness actually automatically is not possessive. It's because of body consciousness. It's my. God does not have even body. And he says, be bodiless, be bodiless. Another aspect, he says, just die alive. If you cannot let go, practice. When somebody dies, old relations, old position, old authority, old education, everything is gone. And so when you die, you would not have that I was educated much more. I have come from that family. So this subtle ego of past is also blocks us. And when we are in the present, and the faith in future automatically give respect to others.
Do you have any other tips for how to let go of Maya? Because in the recent Murli Baba spoke in the Milan, he told us, let go of Maya. Any other tips?
Because it's something, when we live in the center, we develop my home, wherever we are. For example, at the center, it's my center. Of course, in the responsibility is mine. Then it comes my student, attachment with student, or some are extra helpers, then my. So this subtle thing emerges, and then we don't even realize that this is actually putting us in a prison. And so this was a gift from God, that it is His, I'm living as a trustee in His place. So whenever, though, for example, my own self, I was born spiritually with Baba's drishti in Delhi, right? And there I started with Didi Manmohini ji was there. Other seniors used to come, stay there. Baba and Mama were also visiting there. And so gradually Dadi and Didi, Radina, Didi Manmohini and other Dadis, so encouraged me. And I was also very happy. Then many responsibilities and service were there. And suddenly Baba would give message, child, today's date you go there. And it was just instantly feeling Baba wants to make me do something else. It's not mine. I am here for learning, for training. Another place I'm going, certainly, that is also Baba's place. Wherever I go, it's Baba's place. And I experience the fruit of this, very pleasant result of that. Easy to go anywhere whenever it is needed. Even in Madhuban, for example, from Jaipur I used to come After 3 months, 4 months, group is ready. It was first museum that Baba had got made, and good service there. And because I service was done very good in Delhi, many good students emerged. I was young in age as well. That was a blessing. All were naturally loveful feeling. And my consciousness, they are all seniors, respect for them, because they are experienced. I am not experienced, so I'm learning through their experience. And so, Delhi by brothers and sisters said, they wrote to Baba, Baba, now she should come back to Delhi. Baba wrote, no, she was riding a horse in Delhi. And now she is riding an elephant. You prepare a lion, then I will send her back. So what it is, when you let go, Baba is making another gift for you. And so in fact, second time they also said, they came, Baba said, but you have not fulfilled the promise.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, then when Delhi had also opened the museum, the Prime Minister was invited for the opening. Some gurus were also invited. And so I was in Madhuban when, and it is 22nd of November, 68. And the telegram came, Baba, now you are sent there, we have prepared a lion, means especially to serve the gurus. And so Baba has, when we let go, that was my feeling, it's not my place. Wherever I needed, Baba knows where I have to be. With this consciousness, it has never been I and my.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I was in, still I am, a lot of services connected with London and Germany. Somebody asked me in Germany that you were living in London. I was there for 25 years. And naturally, every service, every place, all students are connected. Comfortable place as well. And he says, but you don't feel that instead of progress, you have come a place compared to that, it is less. I say, it's not the place that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
It is God we serve. God is small place or big place. And in godly service is comfort. It's not feeling of renunciation. Happiness is in Baba's service. Doesn't matter wherever you are. It's Baba's. Certainly he has faith and he trusts. And so trust in the self, trust in Dharma and trust in Baba.
Yeah.
Automatically makes you detach and let go.
Trust is the big one.
Even Baba's one example, I used to come to Madhuban quite often. After 3-4 days, Baba would say, child, when are you going back? Or go here, go there. And I said, but I am in Madhuban. It's my birthright to be here. And one time I said to Baba, Baba, others come stay for 10 days, 15 days. After 4-5 days, you ask me, when are you going? Is there no place for me in Madhuban? And Baba gave me such a powerful realization. He said, the clouds are formed on the ocean. When they are full, they go and shower. And it was God's blessings. That go and shower are the blessings. So leaving India and go in the west was also a blessing, otherwise great comfort. Yeah. Then he asked, why did you, how can you left India? Because all of us have to come back in India. But it was Baba who sent me there.
Yeah.
And Avyakt Bhavdada's blessing, very wonderful, that as well, according to, you let go, then you open the door for many blessings. Very natural happiness and love from Baba is experienced more.
Didi, I would like to look at this subject of blessings. Mm. I remember Daddy Prakash Mani once looking at the audience of double foreigners and saying, asking if it's true that double foreigners don't really understand the importance of blessings. Mm. I personally am never really sure I've understood what is this dynamic. And Baba spoke in this last Milan about giving and receiving blessings. Is it so that blessings come when you've just made it easier for someone? And if that's the definition of blessing, then how am I receiving blessings? So can you talk to us a little bit about this?
When the heart is actually clean and pure,
mm.
honesty, faithful, then automatically others have that, their heart opens. And blessings come, it's not a blessing, a written blessing or blessing like this. It's blessing something which is given with a very pure and powerful, loveful feelings. And when our heart is clean, we receive blessings, and hence also give blessings. Baba said last week that generally he says that when you develop love for your own self, you will be able to automatically give love to others. But in this conversation, Murli, he said, when you give blessings to others, you are receiving blessings for yourself. So how I am receiving? Because when some situation is there and I am with my pure feeling and good feeling, blessing, especially the blessing is given really when you are having good wishes for that. And good wishes, pure feelings. And pure feelings cannot be without the pure thoughts. Good wishes cannot be when thinking their speciality and then having faith in them that they will be able to good something. And so it means that in my intellect and heart, both are in harmony, pure and clean, then you are able to have good wishes and you are able to cooperate them. And in this way, they are giving blessings. Their heart then accepts that you were not disturbed by their weaknesses or you were not possessive of your specialities. Then both ways, this clean heart, pure heart, and egoless intellect, and learning something from that situation, we receive blessings and automatically give blessings.
This is something you mentioned before, that one way of letting go of Maya is to operate from this framework that I'm here for learning, for training. With that, we let go, but with that, I guess the heart stays clean enough. It does take time, though, right, to reach that stage whereby the heart is clean enough for truly a good wish to hit the target. And also, many times, it takes time for that good wish to work. Correct?
The more yoga power is there, then automatically that quality of Baba, what is yoga, what is power? Power is the Almighty's power become our power. And Baba is the bestower of blessings. Baba is the one who knows our weakness, but in fact, first He empowers us with our virtues. He knows that we have become impure. We have become downtrodden. We have become dirty. But he creates intoxication in us of what we were. So it means, though we don't believe, it takes long time to believe that really I am of that quality. Because I don't see in myself. And even God is saying that you are this. It takes long time to have that intoxication. Reason? Because I am seeing reality. I am not so elevated. I am not so pure. And see, he still reminds me every day, Swadarshan Chakra. And Swadarshan Chakra, see yourself. Don't see your present, but see your past. And that is your future. That's why cycle means, cycle is not anything else. What was past will become present in future again. And so this is my future. Perfection is my future. But I am in the present time. And so why we don't have this self-respect, happiness, enthusiasm, confidence? Because we have the photograph of our winter. The tree is full of fruits and full of flowers in summer, in season. But in winter, that's a barren tree, dark. And we are seeing this, we don't believe. And Baba gives us a picture of our future. Because we are forgetting this. So Baba reminds us. But because it's subtle, we are not able to actually bring near to us. That's why it is taking time.
Another thing Baba said in the Milan was, give your burdens to Baba. And he was also saying, realize with your heart what is a burden and what means double light. So can you expand on that?
What is mean double light?
He said, realize with your heart what is a burden.
What is
a burden? Heavy on your
burden,
heart.
Burden, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what is double light? Realize this with your heart and give
light,
your burdens to the Father.
Actually, it is burden is double light is only double light and when I am burdenless. Right? But we take burden instead of my fortune of whatever I'm doing, the responsibility I have. When I think I have to do alone, here it is togetherness helps us. When I am doing alone or I have to do alone, then I am creating a bondage and burden as well because I think I'm responsible. Of course, responsibility is important. Baba gives us the crown of responsibility. But I alone am doing. So where I am not including others and not actually taking the support of others, then I forget Baba's support also. Baba is my strength. It is Baba Karan Karavan Har. Baba says, why are you worried? You worry because you have attachment to that. And that makes you heavy. Fear is gone that you might lose that what you are positioned at, the service you have, respect you have, you might lose it. It's a fear inside. But when if this is a not only burden, but it's a bondage as well. So it does not create lightness. And Baba says, but Karan Karaman Har, you remember. And see, I am present here. I am sitting here. You are in front of me. Why are you worried about it? It means I am still taking responsibility on myself. The burden comes on me then. Okay, you do it. And I know I am not able to do it. So it makes me heavy. And light, of course, the soul is light. And when I let go of these burdens, bondages, and yet keep as a trustee, then there's joy. And that joy of doing, fearlessness of this, it gives you light. Karan Karavanhar is making. And also, trust in others also is very important. When we take the support of each other, we support each other, the togetherness. It is the mountain is lifted with everyone's finger. Then it's easy. And this is why it is his task, his vision, his blessings, connected again with the deep. Result is, again, the future is there. So you became let go, open, elevated vision, and experience of lightness.
Would you say then, actually I'm thinking of two questions. Is it that giving your burden to the Father is just to include Him more in the picture?
Yes.
First, togetherness is with
yes.
Him. But then, second question, this support that we take from others.
Mm-hmm.
Many times, in the name of togetherness, what we're really doing is seeing familiarity, attachment, dependency. So how can we keep our togetherness spiritual?
That togetherness is actually gross, to be together with each other. Now it means that I am, this dependency is that I am again expecting, or I am thinking that I have to give support to them. But it is Baba's task we are doing together. If I am thinking that we, and then we become individual, I can work with this and not with this. And then we begin to compare, this person does better, this person does less. We forget that this is a machinery, godly machinery and mission. So we are working together. And also it's a machinery which works together, no matter how powerful an engine is. If a small screw is missing, the productivity will be defected. And so when in this way togetherness is that everyone's specialities are working together, small or big. And this is what how Baba established this yajna.
Yeah.
From young children, for kumaris, for mothers, for brothers, for families. He supported everyone according to their specialities, encouraged everyone, and that's why the yajna is flourishing. Didi and Dadi, practical example. After a head is gone, then it's always division. And here, Baba is gone, avyakt became avyakt, physically is not visible. But that faith, it is his task. Didi used to say, we are two bodies, one soul. Now, how can be in one soul in two bodies? But one soul means not dependent on this, like say, oh, we are soulmate. That is not. But one ideas, accepting opinion of each other, respecting the ideas of others, and trusting that together we are able to make it more practical and powerful. So Didi's slogan, we are two bodies, one soul. And if someone is speaking about Dadi, that Dadi told me, I have to do this or I did this, or I want to do this, Dadi said to me, yes. Dadi or Didi said this. Didi and Dadi would say to that person, okay, let me also ask opinion of Dadi. So it is Didi. So they will respect each other of their specialities, of their qualities, trusting each other. And that created all these senior Dadis, so much love and respect for each other. Everyone trusted Dadiji. Otherwise, she was younger than other Dadis, but her specialities, what Baba gave her. And her humility and lightness of bringing all dadis together, not deciding anything alone, but sharing with the class as well as. So it is just like this creates togetherness. Never said I task. One day it is my task. It is my task, but not I consciousness in it. One day someone asked Dadi, Dadiji, it is such a big yagya, such a big responsibility. How don't you feel heavy? Can you sleep with this heaviness? She says, I did not do anything. Why should I feel? Wasn't able to sleep. It is his task. He's doing. Other thing is, today is whatever was in drama, whoever cooperated, suggested, given cooperation, whatever act Baba wanted to perform is done in drama. So today's drama is over. So I don't keep today's heaviness in myself. That is over, tomorrow will be new day. So let go of the whole day's activity, what I did and what others did. It was destined to be like this. So no worry, no tension also brings lightness and light. But might as well, because of support of each other.
I'm just noticing the time, Didi, and thinking about all the things that you shared, it just seems like to be able to come together like Baba wants us to come together, it's more like the result of a lot of other efforts on a lot of other things, like removing the I consciousness and the trusting and the detaching, the self-respect.
Yeah.
It's as if we don't have to work on coming together as much as we have to work on all these other elements you mentioned, and togetherness, sustainable togetherness will be the result.
Yeah. Just together, of course, that is important, because unity, strength is with togetherness. But dependency is not togetherness.
Right.
It's attachment,
right.
Possessiveness, fear, weaknesses come in it. And also, you don't get good wishes, doubt. Even people have good wishes, but they feel, what are they doing? So visions is not actually instant. The blessings are not there. Acceptance can be there with a question mark. So it's blockage. That also make heavy. And waste thoughts make us heavy. Weaknesses makes us heavy. That is another aspect of heaviness.
Yeah.
Our own mistakes that we made and not able to overcome, that makes us heavy. Lightness goes away. And when we take the influence of the weakness of others, that also makes us heavy. Rubbish also makes heaviness. And when it is a conversation with Baba, enjoying that relationship, friendship, mother, father, all relationships, heaviness gone, lightness is there. Double light.
Didi, to finish up, what one tip would you give us, because you're with the family from all over the world, actually, so you're seeing our efforts, you're seeing where we are. Currently, what one tip would you give us for our progress at this point?
In fact, what Baba is giving us, actually giving us self-respect and making us aware. Self-respect does not mean develop ego. Self-respect is respecting what God has given to us.
It's beautiful.
And that's what it is. We give respect to others, maintaining self-respect. Respect, appreciating is a separate thing. But respect is from the heart. That is when they are being appreciated by others. There's no question mark. Is that somebody is being, somebody is appreciating speciality or someone? And my speciality is also the same. And I begin to compare. But I am also the same. or why this person is appreciated, why does not come. When we are able to appreciate the specialities of others and happy that others are appreciated, like parents, when children are appreciated, they appreciate the specialities of others. You don't get jealous. You give it like you become roots of the tree again, with Baba the roots, and not the same old expectations or old respect in this aspect, but respecting what they are giving, what they are bringing. So in this way it is roots stop, don't actually give fruits. Roots give only power and fruit gives the taste. So in the same way we become, when we become roots of the tree, fruit of togetherness automatically comes.
That's beautiful. I'm just looking at the time and an hour has passed very quickly, but I feel it's been a very rich hour. Perhaps we can show our appreciation for Didi with a one-hand clap.
Thank you.
Very, very rich, Didi. Thank you so much. Thank you to all those who've participated through Zoom as well. I believe now we have a half hour of yoga together. And this one concept of self-respect, I think, sums up everything. And it's the one word that hadn't really been emerged in your sharing up to now. So it kind of sums up everything. Thank you for that.
याद न आए क्यों जिनसे प्राण पाए, याद न आए क्यों जिनसे प्राण पाए, देगा कौन इतना प्यार आपके सिवाय.